The research article entitled Untargeted Metabolomics and Quantitative Analysis of Tryptophan Metabolites in Myalgic Encephalomyelitis Patients and Healthy Volunteers, a Comparative Study Using High-Resolution Mass Spectrometry, was authored by Abu-Dreis, Valianato, and Bergquist from Uppsala University in Sweden. It was published in ACS Chemical Neuroscience on September 20, 2024. The tryptophan metabolic pathway has received attention in ME/CFS research due to its involvement in immune function, neurotransmission, and energy production. These authors used untargeted metabolomics, scanning a biological sample for a wide range of chemical compounds without choosing them in advance, as well as targeted analysis of tryptophan and its metabolites to gain a better understanding of the altered metabolic pathways underlying ME/CFS. Plasma samples were obtained from 19 patients from Stora Sköndal in Stockholm and 19 patients from Gottfried's clinic, as well as 24 healthy controls. The 38 ME/CFS patients met three diagnosis criteria: Canadian consensus criteria, international consensus criteria, and Institute of Medicine criteria. A pooled plasma sample was created for quality control. Liquid chromatography high-resolution mass spectrometry was used for both targeted and untargeted analysis. Analysis found significant differences between the two ME/CFS cohorts, suggesting the metabolic impact of ME/CFS can vary widely. However, 30 common significantly altered metabolites were identified. The untargeted analysis found dysregulation of quinolinic acid and indoleacetic acid, tryptophan metabolic products, L-adrenaline and S-adenosyl L-homocysteine, and the vitamin B3, the arginine proline, and the aspartate asparagine pathways. The targeted analysis of tryptophan metabolites and related compounds also identified differences between the ME/CFS samples from Stockholm and the ME/CFS samples from the Gottfried's clinic, as well as between ME/CFS and HC. The analysis found significantly altered levels of hypoxanthine, a biomarker for hypoxia, indicative of reduced oxygen extraction in ME/CFS, nicotinamide and riboflavin, which are important in energy production, and phenylalanine, involved in neurotransmission. Significant alteration were also observed in metabolites within the serotonin pathway, which is involved in mood and sleep regulation, and in the kynurenine pathway, which is associated with neurotransmission, inflammation, and immune response, with alteration of 3-hydroxyanthranilic acid posing significant health implications. Differences in some metabolites between sex and/or age indicated potential age-related changes, as well as biological differences between male and female ME/CFS presentation. This study identified several potential biomarkers, as well as potential targets for the treatment of ME/CFS. The authors recommend that further studies, particularly into the kynurenine pathway, use similar sample sizes and analytic methods to avoid discrepancies and to examine the effect of medications, as well as the menstrual cycle, on the metabolites.